Hello, and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us. I am Gina Harms, your host, and brought to you by Comedy Here Austin, Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. Yes. Today, I'm joined by a very exciting guest. She's a writer, a podcaster, entrepreneur, if you will. It's Caroline Goldfarb. Hello.
Hi, Gina. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Thanks for being here. Well, in your home.
Wow. Look at us. Separated by hundreds, if not thousands of miles, but together on Zoom recording. Truly.
And are you wearing a Hanson shirt?
I am wearing a Hanson shirt.
That's amazing.
I don't know if this is a video podcast, but I'm standing up to display my Hanson.
It's beautiful.
My Hanson baseball tee, men's XL. Nice. Fits me just right.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Did you see them on The Masked Singer?
I saw that they were on The Masked Singer. I feel like The Masked Singer is always on. Like, I feel like I'm in some kind of a parallel universe, dystopian universe, I should say, where not a week goes by where I'm not seeing some kind of shocking Masked Singer reveal. It's like become a part of the fabric of my daily life.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think they take any time off. They just go.
The devil works hard, but Nick Cannon? Wait, who's the host of The Masked Singer?
I think it is. Well, I've seen Nick Cannon and also Niecy Nash. Maybe she replaced him. Maybe both
Niecy
of them.
Niecy Nash. Yeah. Possible anti-vaxxer?
No.
We'll circle back to that.
Okay. Yes. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. You know, I'll keep it real with you. Like, I have been in a lot of Zooms this year. You know, I'm really grateful to be working and writing for TV, but it's a lot of Zoom writers' rooms. And it can be fatiguing. Like, I am so over Zoom. I hate it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, I only just started doing this at home like a few months ago. And I'm like, if I had to do this like for work, I every day, I don't know.
I'm so sick of the square that you see of me with like my stupid little quirky paintings and like my stupid little dresser. Like, I'm so used to seeing this square and I detest my Zoom settings.
Oh,
maybe
my
I'll
God.
Do a fun background just to switch it up.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. That's not what I meant to do.
Just fully turn off your video.
Yeah. Sorry. Peace. I'll see you later. But Gina, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's like super warm in Vancouver. Actually, like I don't like warm weather.
I hate warm weather.
Yeah. Like I'm grateful that it's sunny, but ooh, Jeremy Renner behind you.
I hate warm weather. I look so much cuter in a cold weather outfit. Layers are really good to me.
Yes, I love that. I agree for myself.
I believe in tricking the eye and creating optical illusions with apparel.
Mm.
And yeah. I find that I can't do that if I have to wear jorts and a tank top. It's kind of just like all hanging out.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't know how people still look cute. These old ladies come into my work and get coffee and like, you know, like old lady summer outfits where it's all long sleeves and pants. It's just like linen.
Yeah, loose. Well, old ladies know what's up because like often covering the skin with a loose fabric will keep you cooler because the sun is not hitting your skin. It's counterintuitive, but old ladies kind of know what the fuck is up.
Yeah, they're just like, we don't care. We're just going to be smart about this.
And I respect that. Do I have it in here? I've got an old lady sun hat that I wear all the time. It's so old lady.
Those are my favorite.
Hold on, I have it somewhere.
She's going to find her sun hat.
Okay. That was all for nothing. And I couldn't even find it. Just like 1 minute of dead air.
That's all right.
I'm all about hats. I'm all about skin coverage. And I have this like visor that I wear with like a face shield on it. Oh. That's like, it's like a sunglasses tint on it.
That's the best.
Yeah. I lean into that lifestyle. I do not like my body. I have UV arm sleeves.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're like these, like, they look like ball gloves, but they like your fingers and thumb are free. And they come in a variety of colors, and they're made out of a very light sweat wicking material.
Wow.
And they protect your forearms from the sun.
I need that. I just got a tattoo on my forearm, so I need that so it won't fade.
Oh my God, look them up on Amazon. UV arm screens.
I will.
Sleeves. They're right. Amazing. Yeah, you can't play when it comes to sun. I don't know what it's like in Vancouver, but that sun in LA is, it's dastardly. It's so strong.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't even, like, LA is like the place I would like to go, but I'm like, I don't want it to be hot all the time.
It's really hot, and I don't have air conditioning, and that's a different kind of heat.
Yeah. I don't envy you in that
sense. But anyway, like, just another tidbit into my fabulous life in Hollywood, California.
No big deal. What's some, like, pop culture that you've been into lately, or are you watching, or any?
Yeah, so I've been watching Mayor of Easttown.
Oh, yes.
I've been watching Hacks on HBO Max.
I watched that, too. It's great.
It's really funny. Really smart. I started Gene Smart. Oh, yeah. It's not actually smart. It's just Gene Smart. Yeah. No, it's smart and Gene Smart.
Exactly.
I've been watching Girls 5 Eva on Peacock.
Oh, I need to see that. It hasn't come to Canada yet, so.
What? That's such bullshit.
I think it is soon, but I'm just like, you know, I'm all about that. It's about a 90s girl band, right?
Yeah, it's funny, and it's by Meredith Scardino, who was like a writer on 30 Rock and produced by Tina Fey. Cool. It's got a pedigree, baby.
Yeah.
And I've, of course, been watching Chad on TBS, which I wrote for.
Yeah.
The finale just aired a couple weeks ago, so you can binge it all.
And amazing.
Yeah. And I've been... Could I keep going?
Sure. I don't know. Chad
stop
is
about...
Stop
me when any of these pique your interest.
Yeah. I haven't got to see Chad yet either. I'm trying to find that on some Canadian streaming app, but...
It will be on HBO Max in 2 months, is what I've heard.
Nice. But that's about a... So it's Nassim Pedrad playing a teenage boy.
Yes, Nassim Pedrad, who's a Persian adult woman in her 30s, plays a teenage boy named Chad, who's a Persian boy who desperately wants not to be Persian and just wants to be a normal American boy and fit in. His real name is Fairy Dune, but he goes by Chad. And it's obviously has like a similar-ish premise to Pen 15 in that like adult women are playing children.
Right.
But it's a very different kind of show. I would almost equate it to more of a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Chad is kind of like an anti-hero who desperately wants to be popular and is like borderline sociopathic and like will throw his friends and family under the bus like to get scraps of acknowledgement or popularity. And it's been likened to like cringe comedy in reviews, which I think is like kind of like a bad phrase and like makes it sound like hard to watch. And I do have like a higher level of like ability to tolerate like discomfort in comedy, but I think it's really funny and it's really different and it's,
it
takes on a lot of like cultural themes of like feeling like an outsider when you're from a immigrant family and it's cool. Everyone should check it out. And like I said, it will be on HBO Max in a mere 2 months.
Sweet. I think that like calling it cringe comedy, it's like if you are a comedy fan, you don't really think that, because even like you said, it's like Curb, it's like that's kind of cringy, but I wouldn't call that like cringe comedy.
Yeah, it's
does that make sense?
Totally. I mean, there sometimes cringing is fun. No, I don't know. I don't even know what cringing is. Cringing is like a facial expression. You're like cringing. Yeah, that's a cringe. That's a good cringe. Yeah, cringe is a sound and a facial expression. So true.
Right.
I've been listening to the Olivia Rodrigo album. I'm not gonna lie, I listened to it like once and I don't know if I'm super into it.
I like the singles, and I did watch High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Oh, no. Why? Yeah.
You know what, last year, okay, I would have watched it anyways, but I was gonna say, because last year I was like at home, I had a broken leg, but oh, no. I would have watched it anyways. Let's be real.
So she's still on that show, is my understanding.
Yeah, they filmed season two like last year, I think, while she was working on her album, and that just came out. But you'll notice like she hasn't posted about it at all.
That's so shady.
I don't think. Yeah, mm-hmm. But
I wonder how many more seasons she's like contractually obligated to do.
That's so juicy. I wonder, but also I'm like, how did they even make a second season? Because the premise of the show is like a high school that's doing High School Musical as their musical.
No way.
Yeah.
That's genius.
It's crazy. And if you so don't meta. Already love High School Musical, then there's no point in watching it. It's a very niche audience.
It's like a snake eating its own tail. Like, yeah. It's so meta that I don't even know like where the reality starts and where it ends. So I assume Olivia Rodrigo is playing Vanessa Hudgens' character in High School Musical, in the show.
Yes, exactly. She plays, I forget her character's name. I haven't watched season
Gabrielle.
Two. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've like never even seen High School Musical. Like, why do I know that? Okay. Okay. This is good. This is some juicy info. I'm also watching. Are you a big Bravo fan?
I've like recently got into like Real Housewives and stuff.
Yeah. I'm like a bad Bravo fan in that I only watch like the franchises that no one seems to care about or watch. Like, I am obsessed with Shaws of Sunset, which is their reality show about Persian people that in LA. Oh. And I'm Persian, so it's like really comforting to me because they like speak in Farsi a lot and they do like Persian things and go to like markets and restaurants that like I go to with my family, but like no one watches it. I can never talk to anyone about it. Whereas like the Real Housewives, it's like everyone and their fucking mother watches every Real Housewives and like, oh, you have like a built-in friendship circle with like people that watch it. Because I was like, Shaws of Sunset, anyone? And people are like no one watches that show.
Oh my God. My brother watches that show.
Seriously?
Yeah. I should connect you guys.
Conference him in right now.
Honestly.
That's amazing.
Because he just gave me his password to like the reality streaming service, Hayu. I don't know if that's a thing for you guys. But anyways, I just see that he's watching it all the time.
King.
I know.
Oh my God. King that respects Middle Eastern culture. We love to see it.
Truly. He's much cooler than me.
I doubt that. Sorry, not to like slam your brother for no reason.
No, thank you. I needed that.
Yeah, God, what else am I reading or watching?
Did you watch the Friends reunion?
Yeah, I did. I started watching it. I didn't quite finish it, but yeah, there's some big headlines. James Corden is an emotional terrorist. Worked for him. He's my former boss.
Oh my God. And
yeah, I'm like afraid to say too much, but like,
okay,
he's a lot for me. He sometimes is an additive. I find him to be subtractive. Let's just say that.
That is so funny.
Are you a James Corden fan? Like, I wonder because please, I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
No, like when he came over from the UK and started his show, I was all like, oh, that's so fun. I like him, but then I think it's just oversaturation and and then also just he's a little bit annoying. You know, I don't know. The whole like it's all like he's a little bit like the same criticism that Jimmy Fallon gets all the time where it's just like he just wants to be every celebrity's friend and you're just
there's
like,
no
okay.
edge to him. He's very fawning.
Yes. And it's like too much.
So the Friends reunion, like I saw a tweet that I feel like said it best. The Friends reunion was kind of like this cool experiment in like what happens when you give seven people like unlimited money and like see what plastic surgery they get.
Yeah.
Or six people, however many people are on that show.
Right.
So I was very like interested to see how everyone looked. And I thought everyone looked pretty good. Like, I like plastic surgery. I thought Courtney Cox looked good, sorry to say. I thought... Works for me.
I agree. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. I've seen her. I follow her on Instagram. So it's not like...
It's not jarring for you.
Yeah, it's not a shock.
I thought David Schwimmer looked amazing. I thought Lisa Kudrow looked good. Obviously, our girl Jaianne Nistin looked great.
Yeah.
And Matthew Perry, like, what, you know, what hasn't been said? Like, we all know. It's sad. I don't want to dunk on him, but it was not pleasant to listen to him, like, lisp through basic sentences. But
yeah.
That was a bummer. But yeah, the Friends reunion, I wasn't a big Friends fan. So also, like, they would be making these, like, references to things that are obvious to any Friends fan. They're like, uh-oh, Mr. like Winkle's upstairs neighbor is here. And I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's like deep too. I was like, I've seen the show a lot. And I was like, okay, do we care?
That was a deep cut for sure.
It was, I liked most of it, but the like Lady Gaga thing felt so weird to me. Did you get that far?
I didn't get that far into it. I'm sure that was like wasn't even that far. I watched like 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, that's totally fair. If you weren't a fan of the show, why would you?
I know they sing Smelly Cat. That's iconic, but you're saying it was kind of weird. I mean, Lady Gaga is also overexposed. Like the woman, I don't know how she has the time. She's like filming movies, albums, yeah. Makeup line. Like I find her, she's everywhere.
That's so true. She was just in Italy filming that Gucci movie.
But yeah, it's like, it's a little bit of overkill. But yeah. I love Gaga, so I'll take it. Oh, Oreos randomly. BTS, why was like BTS in it? I guess they have like some like tangential connection to Friends.
I guess one Rap of them Monster. Said he...
I did like, actually see that part. Rap Monster learned English from Friends.
Yes, yes.
I was like, cool. I think Rap Monster.
I don't know any of their names.
Rap Monster, I believe, is the one who speaks the best English and he acts as the translator for the group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
Should. Yeah. Okay. So Friends reunion, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. You heard it here first. Well, let's move into like more of the nostalgic stuff. So I know you're like a big pop culture fan
because yes.
of your Instagram official Sean Penn.
Yes, which you've been featured on many times.
Yes, that's how we connected. And I've been following it forever. You used to post like weird like celebrities with dolphin photos.
Yes. So yeah. Anyways. So you're an OG fan. That was an obsession I had finding yeah. pictures of celebrities because when they. They'll go to resorts like in the Bahamas or Hawaii and there'll be like some kind of activity where you pay to swim with dolphins. And part of the activity is you get pictures of you with the dolphins. And they're these like very awkward pose pictures of like a celebrity
in a life jacket,
getting really close to a dolphin. It's just like very jarring and very evocative and like just like hits all these pleasure points and there's this weird like treasure trove of pictures.
Yeah.
And I was like so obsessed with finding them. Anywho.
Love that. So yeah, like where did you always like love pop culture and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I definitely yeah, totally. Yeah. I love pop culture. I love like stories about pop culture. Like I love movies and TV that are like about TV and film, like Inside Baseball type things.
Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah, those are like always my favorite. I like my favorite comedian or like one of my favorite comedians is Kathy Griffin, who will just like her entire act is almost telling stories about like celebrities. And I like always love that stuff. Yeah,
that's great.
And I mean, and I think I just happen to have like a more encyclopedic type brain for that stuff. Like I just like retain trivia and like names and things really well, which just kind of like unintentionally turns my brain into this like weird pop culture Rolodex.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't ask for this, but I just have it now.
But it's there. Yeah. What like did you like stan anyone as a teenager? Like
I was a Britney stan for a while. I was a big Britney fan, but I like became a fan when she was like almost, I feel like having her breakdown, like Blackout was like the peak of my Britney standom. Mm. I don't know why or what that says about me, but I still maintain Blackout is one of the best albums of all time. My best pop albums of all time.
Totally.
It's really, really good. There are like other people who I randomly love so much. Like, oh my God, Lily Allen comes to mind. I love Lily Allen. Yeah. And oh my God. Yeah. I just looked at my water bottle and I have a sticker of Britney with an umbrella.
Oh my God.
On my water bottle.
It's the breakdown picture.
There it is, baby. I don't know why I just randomly said Lily Allen, but I never was a big stan. I love that song. I never was like a big like vocal stan online or like defending
right
artists. You know what I mean?
That like wasn't that big of a thing. I don't know. Like when I was in school.
Yeah, I was too old, too young for that. No, just kidding. Too old. I was way too old for that. I love the Olsen twins. I love Lady Gaga. I love. I mean, I love Beyonce, but I wouldn't call myself like a hardcore Beyonce stan.
Right. I'm like saying that like very loosely. I don't expect you to like be defending these people with your life.
No, totally, totally. When I was younger, I used to be obsessed with the show Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I mean, it's a really good show. It does hold up. But I was like, my first childhood crush was Frankie Muniz, which is like so odd. Like he's not at all like a sex symbol.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even like positioned as like a handsome, like Tiger Beat type star. Like on the show, he plays like a really smart his character is like really smart. And maybe that's why I liked him. I don't know. I was such a fucking nerd. I don't know why I love Frankie Muniz. And then this is a true story. One time, my dad and I were driving through my neighborhood. I grew up in the suburbs of LA. Mm-hmm. And we're driving down my street in the valley. And Frankie Muniz is walking down my street, walking a dog down my street. Like, and it was the peak of my Frankie Muniz fandom. I was like shitting my pants. My dad's like, we have to stop. So he pulls the car over and I'm like frozen in the passenger seat, staring straight ahead. Like I won't even look at Frankie Muniz. My dad is not a smooth person, but he was like, don't worry, I've got this. He's like, excuse me, young man. So embarrassing out the gate. Are you on a show that's on Sunday nights? Like hinting at it, using a weird riddle to Frankie Muniz. And Frankie Muniz was so nice. He was like, I am. And my dad was like, well, we're huge fans of yours. Like, my daughter loves you. And I'm just like staring straight ahead, will not look. It feels like a fever dream, but it really happened.
That's amazing.
Did not take my shot.
You must have heard of, like, more recently, he had, like, an olive oil store in Arizona.
Yeah, dude, his Twitter's truly crazy. I've posted a lot of screenshots from his Twitter on OSP. Like, there was one thing I posted that was just, like, a gallery of all the times he's tweeted about scorpions, and it's way more than any person should tweet about scorpions. Wow. But I guess he does, like, live in the desert. Yeah, and he, like, claims to have absolutely no memory from his time on Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, I heard that, right.
It's disturbing stuff, but
It kind of is. That also just reminded me, did you like his movie career? I just thought of the movie Agent Cody Banks, and I loved that movie.
Agent Cody Banks is incredible. Big Fat Liar was incredible.
Yeah.
There was, like, Miracle in, like, the Third Lane, or there was, like, something where it was, like, he had a couple Disney Channel DCOMs.
Right.
My dog Skip, never forget.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow.
I was a stan. I was actually a Frankie Muniz stan, it turns out.
Who knew?
So weird. I also loved Tobey Maguire when the first Spider-Man came out. That was like another big one for me. And again, like not particularly hot, like so nerdy, small, and like dweeby. But I just like was in love with Tobey Maguire after Spider-Man. Like I would write his name like on my sneakers.
Oh my God.
It's bizarre. I don't get it at all. And I remember girls being obsessed with Leonardo DiCaprio, Orlando Bloom when Lord of the Rings came out. Like, I was like, nah, girls. My kind of guy, it's Tobey Maguire.
It's Toby.
So weird.
He was, like, pretty ripped in the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're sweet, but
I'm trying to remember. No, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I guess I thought people liked him. No.
I also was weirdly obsessed with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, someone gave me a DVD of it, and I was like, this is a really cool movie. And looking back, it's, like, actually kind of lame and theater kitty and like, isn't that cool? I think
it's like the most theater kitty thing.
And I wasn't even like a theater kid. I don't know what I liked about it. I still think the music's really good, but I was like, I'm cool. I like weird stuff.
When you're in high school, that is exactly that.
I was like, definitely like leaning in a bit on that. I know, I'm like, only the weird things are coming to mind. That's the weird best, things that I liked.
The best stuff.
Ugh, totally.
Did you ever go to, probably not if you weren't a theater kid, but like they do the dress up for Rocky Horror and they show it at the theater?
I went once, but I was like, I think in like a senior year or something, and it was like after I'd gone through my weird phase. So I was like, oh, I gotta go like once in my life to see it because I like know the whole movie. And I went and it was like so not fun. I remember not dressing up and like getting a lot of shit for it. Like, you're really supposed to dress up, but I'm like not a big dress up kind of person.
Right.
And then it starts at midnight. So I fell asleep. Like, I was so tired. I can't see a midnight movie. I've done it. I've tried many times and I always fall asleep. But I remember I fell asleep, and like the thing they do when you fall asleep is they like all like crowd around you and go, ah, and like scream at you to like wake you up. God. And they did that to me. And I was like, oh, I hate this. Like, why? It's the worst way to be woken up by a bunch of like people dressed as like Tim Curry. And they're like, ah. No,
that's awful.
It wasn't great.
Yeah. I've thought about that. Like, there's a movie theater here that shows like, just like old movies. And I'm like, oh, I should go, 'cause I love that movie. When I'm like, wouldn't I rather just watch it at home alone?
Always. The answer is always yes. Like, I pretty much always.
And like, I love going to the movies, but if it's something like that, I don't know. It's not for me.
The best movie I've seen at midnight, just because it was like such a bizarre choice and I like made a bunch of people go see it, was the movie Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler, where he plays him, a version of himself, and then a sister. Like, it's a very crazy movie. I highly recommend it. It's outlandish. Like, I've rewatched it recently and my jaw was on the floor. So I brought a bunch of people to see it at midnight, like the night it came out, ironically.
Yeah.
And we got like so high. And things I remember that like come to mind, like Adam Sandler like plays like he like clumps it, like he plays like a guy and a girl, and it's like very sexist and like weird, like like his idea of like a joke is that she's like a fat slob, you know what I mean? Like, it's not. But then like there's all these crazy celebrity cameos in it. Jared from Subway is in the movie.
Oh my
Regis
god,
Regis Philbin is in the movie. I know, when you see, when Jared from Subway comes up, it's like, oh my God, this shit is fucked up.
Yeah.
And then
that's
Al Pacino plays himself and is the romantic lead. He's the love interest in the movie. He's like in it a lot for the girl character. And the whole like concept of the movie is like Al Pacino's like down on his luck and like is doing like this Dunkin' Donuts commercial. It's like this whole arc, his whole character arc is that he like does a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Wow.
That like Adam Sandler, the guy version of Adam Sandler, writes. It's crazy. And then the movie ends with a scene that I highly recommend watching where it's like the commercial and it's Al Pacino singing a song called about Dunkachinos. It's so insane. It's truly like a fever dream. And he's like wearing a Dunkin' Donut. Do you guys have Dunkin' Donuts in Canada?
No.
It's like Tim Hortons, basically. Yeah. It's just like a stupid chain of like coffee plain donuts. And he's like, what's my name? Dunkachino. Dunkachino. And he's like got that Al Pacino gravelly voice.
Oh, no.
And this is just like the tip of the iceberg. The movie's truly out of control.
That's crazy. But, I mean, like, I remember when it came out and just like actively avoiding it. But I guess like it's worth
time to embrace
seeing it.
I would recommend very much embracing it.
I'll go down the rabbit hole.
I do see a Clueless poster behind you. I'm definitely a Clueless stan.
Yes.
For sure.
One of the best comedies. So funny.
Oh my God. Have you ever read the Clueless oral history?
No.
There's a book. It's really good. If you love Clueless, which I know you do.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I highly recommend it. It like goes through the whole story of the movie and like everyone that's in the movie or like worked on it.
Nice.
It's so good.
I last year the movie version of Emma came out, the Jane Austen.
I haven't seen it, with like directed by like Autumn de Wilde or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. I like always forget, because that's the book that Clueless is based on. So the whole time I was watching Emma, I was like, who's this in Clueless? Who's this in Clueless? It really took me out of the movie.
You're like, I'm sorry, where's Travis?
You're like,
I'm not seeing Travis, so I'm a little confused.
There's no skateboards?
Where are the skateboards? There's a lot of like pop culture, a lot of movies. I almost called them pop culture movies, not a phrase. There's a lot of movies based, like 10 Things I Hate About You is based on like the Taming of the Shrew and She's the Man is based on like 12th Night or something.
Yeah.
Like, maybe one day I'll read a Shakespeare play and I'll write an amazing comedy, but doubt it.
I know, it's like...
Freaking doubt it, y'all!
We don't need to. It's been done.
Yeah, it seems like they've already kind of, like, covered that.
Yeah. What Mary-Kate and Ashley movies do you like?
Ugh, I'm such a loser. I liked them when they were, like, not even in movies and they were, like, famous for their street style. Yeah. Like, remember that era when it was, like, that was the look to emulate? It was, like, that long, stringy hair, like, scarves and, like, big venti Starbucks. Like, I was, like, obsessed. I was, like, what are they drinking? Like, I need to know what their exact Starbucks order was. I was probably also, like, eating disorder ideation and stuff because they were so fucking skinny.
It was, like, the boho... craze.
Yeah, it was like that awful book, like big nasty floppy leather bags.
Yeah, the big
shit was
skirts.
Nasty, like big. Yeah, those big skirts and like big, like gold, like ugly long necklaces.
Oh my god, I was obsessed long with that
necklaces.
Too. I had so were many such long a necklaces. Bad
vibe. Like a stupid like owl charm at the end or something.
Yeah, I literally had that.
Yeah. Oh and no, for sure. I also went through a phase. I mean, I'm just a follower. Like, clearly, like, I just have no sense of unique style of my own. But I also went through an Avril Lavigne phase. It's, like, painful to even admit this. But when I was in middle school, I don't even think I, like, particularly liked Avril Lavigne. But I was like, that's an identity that I can just, like, hawk onto and recreate. And, like, maybe that'll give me a identity and people will, like, respect me and think I'm cool.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a phase when I, like, wore Dickies and, like, stupid tank tops and I would, like, I'm so embarrassed in this, would wear, like, my dad's ties that he would, like, wear to work and, like, wear them, like, loose and stupid, like, sweatbands. And I think, like, it's even worse because when I was in middle school, I was still going to Hebrew school, which is, like, 2 or 3 days a week. Sometimes when you're Jewish, you go to this, like, separate school after school that's, like, 2 or 3 hours.
Wow.
And you just, like, learn Hebrew and you, like, hang out with other Jewish kids. And, like, it's, like, all before your bat mitzvah. So I was, like, 10. I don't know. I was, like, before 13. Mm-hmm. And at Hebrew school, it was kind of, like, this environment where at regular school, I was lame. I was a fucking nerd. Like, boys didn't like me. Like, I was lame. At Hebrew school, like, I had slightly more status. And it was just, like, kind of a fresh space in which you could, like, reinvent yourself. And, like, maybe the guys there, like, whereas at regular school, like, zero guys liked me. At Hebrew school, like, 1.5 guys, like, kind of liked me. You know what I mean? So I was very much into, like, I'm going to, like, be this girl at Hebrew school. And I would, like, wear that stupid Avril Lavigne outfit. Oh, it's so gross. Can you imagine, like, thinking that was cool at Hebrew school, like, in our Hebrew class, being like, fuck on.
That's so lame. So funny.
It's tragic.
I loved Avril Lavigne, and I, like, desperate.
She's
like,
a queen.
Canadian queen. Truly, yeah. I wanted to wear the ties, but I was too afraid. I guess
Dude,
it's a blessing.
You should have just gone to Hebrew school. Yeah, it's a blessing. It's so humiliating. You should think you're fucking lucky stars that you did it.
Right.
But, yeah, Avril Lavigne is... I'd say underrated, but I think she's rated. But like that album, Let Go, I think that's what the album is called.
Yeah.
Is like insane.
I listened to it. I revisited it last year and
yeah, it absolutely holds up.
Yeah. And like so some of those songs are now just back in my regular rotation. I'm like, this is great. Everyone is just
They're
like
so good.
Oh, Skater Boy. That's so stupid. It's like that's yeah, maybe the worst one. No, it's
yeah,
great,
I find Skater Boy to be a little overplayed. Like, as amazing as it is, I feel like it's like yeah, the go-to Avril song. Like it always people always do it at karaoke.
Right.
I'm like, what about like I'm with you?
Yes.
Or
My Complicated. Happy Ending.
Oh my god, My Happy Ending, like don't get me started.
That's an anthem.
That's a mage anthem.
Yes. So good.
I have like I actually have an Avril Lavigne hat, and every time I wear it, people are just like, oh, I love that song, My Happy Ending. Like, that's like
That's the one. And then I like the Hey Hey You You Girlfriend song. It's so corny, but like, I think I kind of like it.
I like it now. I hated it when it came out. I was like mad because that's when she came back with a skirt on and she was wearing pink.
Oh,
and
I was like, that's a betrayal.
What has she done?
That's a bit of a betrayal. Yeah. I also like, while we're on the like girl pop, like rock, girl pop rock thing, mm-hmm. Ashley Simpson.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, Ashley Simpson was everything to me. The reality show, the album, Pieces of Me Rocks. That album is so good.
It's so good. There's no skips. If Saturday Night Live, stunning. If that didn't happen, it's so unfortunate. I feel like...
I know. And the nose job. Remember, she got a nose job like after releasing her first... Wait, am I wrong? Did she never get a nose job, or she did get a nose job after releasing like her first album or something?
I think it was right after. Yeah,
that is so brutal. That is so wrong. You cannot be in the public eye and get a nose job. I think that's like always the wrong move.
That's true.
It's not like, that it's my business. Not that it's my business, but it's like, I think she owned it at least. And she like said that she got it, I think, if I recall, which is like better than just pretending it never happened. But like, look, all I know is that I'll never forget when my grandpa Sam took me to buy Pieces of Me at Costco. Like, that was the beginning of the rest of my life. That album is so amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's like that. I've been thinking about that a lot lately, especially with people being like, Olivia Rodrigo's like the rock girl. And I'm like, Ashley Simpson's better.
Olivia Rodrigo's very much in that kind of like, she's in that ooh, she's right in there of like, yes, the pop rock girls. She owes Avril and Ashley, she owes them a debt of gratitude.
Yeah, for sure.
They paved the way, for sure.
Yeah.
I also like liked Ashley's follow-up album. Remember L-O-V-E?
Oh my God, yeah.
That kind of like, that was a flip flopped, I think, but it was so good.
Yeah, there were some good, I bought the CD. I actually remember like when that second album was coming out, because I liked the first one so much, I made it like a countdown on my like MSN Messenger name.
Yes. Oh my God.
People are like, what's the countdown for? I'm like, Ashley Simpson's new album.
Dude, that's stand-um.
That is actually.
That is definitely a stan move.
Yeah. I didn't steal your boyfriend. That was good.
Yes. Wait, I'm getting confused. Because Avril has Hey Hey You You, I Don't Like Your Girlfriend.
Right.
And then what's Ashley's boyfriend?
I didn't. I'm like, how does it go?
I'm like, are they the same?
It's kind of, no, it's like, oh my God. I didn't steal your boyfriend. Hey, how long till the music drowns you out? Oh, dude, it's still your boyfriend.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Okay, this is all coming together for me. Thank you for digging deep and doing the work.
You're welcome. Yeah. And then that song's about Wilmer Valderrama to Lindsay Lohan.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Of course. Of course. Other pop culture I liked when I was younger, it's just kind of all flooding back to me.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with The Nanny and Golden Girls.
Oh, yes.
And I would watch them all the time. Like, they were in syndication on American television. And I would like, I've seen every episode of The Nanny for sure. And pretty much every episode of The Golden Girls. Love them.
Those are so great. I just started watching The Nanny again. It's so funny. Like, I find myself laughing a lot, and I don't know why I wasn't expecting to, because it was like, you know, came out in the early 90s, but
it's really funny. I love Cece. Is that like the main girl, and Nigel?
Yeah.
Love them.
Nigel's,
they kill me.
So funny.
Nigel's amazing. He's gay icon.
Yeah. He's so mean.
I know. I loved those shows quite a bit. And then what was your first album? Do you remember like what your first album or albums were?
Oh, yes. The first CD I ever had was All Saints.
What's that? That's like it's a rock band.
It's like a girl group. There's four of them.
Oh, they okay, had yeah. Like yes.
Never Ever and Pure Shores from the Beach soundtrack.
Okay, this is ringing a bell.
That so like I didn't like love that. I don't know why that was my first CD, but it was.
Sometimes, yeah, you can't control it.
Yeah.
My first albums were like, I kind of feel like I got them all at the same time. It was Ricky Martin's like that album, the first one.
Yes.
No Doubt Tragic Kingdom, which is so cool and good.
That's a cool one.
Backstreet Boys, that first album, which is also amazing.
Yeah.
And those are it. And they all still hold a special place in my heart.
That's a great, great first three.
Oh, really, yeah. Like,
set your whole rest of your life.
Set me up for success.
Yeah. So I ask everybody, which Spice Girl are you?
I was always Ginger. And that's what I always wanted to be, but I was never asked to join a group costume with girls and never had the opportunity to like be Ginger, but in my heart, right. I was a Ginger.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, and if you could live in any TV show, which one would you live in?
Oh my God, I think I'm going to have to say Golden Girls.
Nice.
I would love to live with those old ass broads.
That is a dream to just like, you know, age, like grow old with your friends. In a house.
Oh, I just want to be young living with Dorothy, Rose, Blanche.
Okay, wait, yeah. I love that even more.
I'll take either way.
Yeah. Okay, and then, okay, I was gonna, I have like a random things written here.
You're so good.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so you did a podcast about the Jeremy Renner app.
Yes.
Did you ever have like a celebrity app downloaded to your phone?
Well, yes. I had the Jeremy Renner app at one point. I had the Lindsay Lohan app at one point. That was really bad.
Wow.
I had the Kylie Jenner app at one point.
Is that like the game, like Kim's?
No. At one point, all the Kardashian sisters, except for Kendall, released like standalone editorial apps that just had like lifestyle content on them, like makeup tutorials and like recipes, and they were behind a paywall. It was so odd.
Oh, that's
weird.
And I
think I did pay for like a month on Kylie. Ugh, it's so embarrassing.
I've done stuff like that.
And I did have the Kim Kardashian game as well, and I did spend money on it.
That one is so addicting. It's crazy.
I know. I like had friends that somehow got beat the game and didn't spend any money, and I was like spending so much money on it and like could barely progress in the game.
Oh my God, that's wild. Yeah, I didn't get that far. It took over my life. I had to delete it. If you could have an app, what would your app be?
My app would be a Korean photo filter app that like makes your nose really small and your eyes really big and just like catfishes everyone.
I love that. We need that.
They exist, but that's what my app would do too.
Yeah, but you would be famous, and so yours would be the one to get.
Definitely.
Perfect. Well, that we can end there. So thanks for coming, and
Gina, thank you so much for having me. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, that was so much fun to just chat stuff with you. Where can people find you?
You can follow Official Sean Penn on Instagram. And if you want to follow my personal life, I'm at porkchop.biz.
That's great, like my handle.
My public Finsta, if that makes sense. I know it's disturbing, but I'm too lazy to change it.
Yeah. Awesome. And for this podcast, you can follow along at Instagram at Dearest Pop Culture, and tell your friends and leave a review and all that good stuff. Okay, we love you. Bye.
Bye.